Continuing in Perek Sheni of Sefer Tomer Devorah, we are up to HaShevi'it, the seventh.
HaShishit.
Oh, Mechila, you're right. HaShishit, right. The sixth Pe'ula of Keter. Bechotmo means with our nose. So we learned about the eyes, the ears, the metzach, the forehead, the machshava. Bechotmo, how do we emulate the nose of Keter? Me'olam lo yimatze bo charon af klal. Anger is associated with the nose, as we see in the psukim always, vayichar af, or vayichar apo. So bechotamo, if a person works on his kas, never to have kas, never to be angry, ela tamid be'apo chayim, always there is life that comes from him. Ve'ratzon tov, he always aspires for life, for good ratzon, for good pleasing with people. Ve'arichut af, and patience, like erech apayim, or arichut af. Charon af is anger. Arichut af means stalling anger, being patient. Afilu le'otam she'enam hagunim, even to those who are not hagun, who are not good. Ve'tamid rotze le'malot ratzon u'lehafik kol she'ela. He's always with the desire to please people, and always with the desire to answer questions, which means to satisfy requests. Ulachayot kol nitke. He's always with the desire to give life to those who are feeling down. Umotzi mechotmo tamid mechilat avon ve'havarat pesha. And he always takes, literally means he takes out from his nose, mechilat avon, forgiveness. Which means there are two ways of breathing. There's one way of breathing, and that is with kas, like that, with smoke coming out of one's nose. And there is a breathing of erech apayim, a breathing of ratzon, a breathing of life into people. A breathing of mechilat avon ve'avarat pesha, of, you know what, it's okay, I forgive. Ve'eno ko'es b'chotelo, and he's not angry with the one who sins to him. Afilu be'etchet, or even at the time that he's sinning. Ela mitratze tamid, he's always appeasing. Ve'chafetz chesed, desiring kindness. La'asot nachat ruach lakol, to give pleasure and good feeling to everyone. That's chotamo shel keter. That's a good use of our nose. Zayin, panav tihyena meirot tamid, the face itself. The face should always be lit up, should always be shining. Yikabel kol adam besever panim yafot, to accept everyone with a good countenance, to have a good countenance. It's so important to remember this. One who wants to emulate keter, panim de keter, then he has to always have a sever panim yafod, no matter what. No matter what. Sheken beketer elyon ne'emar be'or pene melech chayim. In regards to keter, it says, life is in the light of pene melech, is in the light of the face of the king. Imagine a person goes to the palace, he needs to see the king. He needs to see if the king is angry with him, if the king forgives him. And he takes a peek. He's so scared to walk all the way to the king. And he walks into the room. And he just takes a peek from far. And he sees the king looking at him. And he sees that the king smiles at him. That's it. He turns away. He's happy. Chayim birtzono. Be'or pene melech chayim. You know, we say a pasuk like this. I hope I remember. We say a pasuk like this right after the Tkiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Ashrei ha'am yode'e teruah, Hashem be'or panecha yehalechun. Ashrei ha'am yode'e teruah. How fortunate is the nation that knows teruah, that knows how to blow the shofar. There are many pirushim, but Hashem be'or panecha yehalechun. We walk. What does it mean walk? Walk means we live. Ethalech be'eretz ha'chaim. Ethalech be'artzot ha'chaim. Hashem be'or panecha yehalechun. We live. We live to walk on this planet be'or panecha. By the light of your face. We mentioned that also in the bracha of Sim Shalom at the end of the Amidah. So he says, Beketer elyon ne'emar be'open emelech ha'im. En shum odem ve'din nichnas sham klar. No redness, that's harshment of din, red is the color of din, does not enter into the realm of Keter. Kach or panav lo yeshune. So to a person should try as much as possible that the light on his face should not change. Ve'kol ha'mistakel bahem, and anyone who looks at his face, lo yimtza ela simcha ve'asbarat panim. He will only see joy and an understanding face. Asbarat panim. Ve'shum siba lo tatridehu mizeh klal. And nothing should take him away from that. Which means a person has to try to train himself to the point that even if he has de'agot in his heart, even if he has worries in his heart, even if he didn't have a good day, even if there's something that is causing him tzar, some stress in his life, but to quote the words from the Chovot Alvavot, Evlo belibo v'tzahalato al panav, which means keep that inside, but that don't let it register to other people on your face. I've known people like this. I've known people that whenever you looked at them, you saw Or Penei Melech, you saw the light of happiness. And you know that it wasn't always so easy, but always it was with a smile, it was with a shine, it was Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha Vichuneka. There was always a Metziut Chen, always a Metziut Chen. That's Keter. So that's the nose, and that's the face, and now we have chet, might as well, it's the last one. Piv, the mouth. Lo yotzi ela tova. The mouth of Keter does not utter anything else other than good. Ugzerat amarav Torah. And he constantly, all his talks are Torah. Everything he says has to do with Torah. Even his sichat chulin, even his regular talk, has some kind of feel of connection to Torah. Vehafakat ratzon tov tamid. His words are always to bring out appeasement and goodwill. Velo yotzi mipiv davar megune velo klala. He doesn't allow his mouth to ever say anything that is derogatory or anything that is chas v'shalom a curse. Velo roges v'kas klal, and no words of anger. Velo devarim betelim, and not idle chatter. Ve'yedome le'oto ha'peh ha'elyon she'eno nistam klal, and he will thereby emulate the peh ha'elyon, the peh of Keter, which is never closed. Velo yimnatov tamid, never closed from saying good things. The Peh Ha'elyon is always speaking good about Klal Yisrael. So a person has to train himself never to be silent from speaking good about people. You have something good to say, say it. Say it. Don't hold it in. And to articulate from his mouth constantly only good things and blessings. Always to give brachot. To give a bracha. Who am I to give brachot? No. Who are you? You're you. And you have koach. And you want to emulate the peh ha'elyon. Say a bracha. Say a bracha. Give a bracha. Give compliments. Give blessings. Pray for another person. Say good things. Praise. All types of things like that. There's a lot of work to do with peh of Keter. Hare elu shemone midot tovot, hare zayin pe'ulot. These are eight good midot that we just studied. Seven besides the general one of anava in the beginning. Ve'kulan tachat degel ha'anava. All these seven pe'ulot that we learned, of the metzach, of the panim, of the choten, of the oznaim, of the enaim, of the peh, of the... All this is under the banner of anava, of humbleness. Shekulam lemala baketer ba'evarim elyonim. All these midot are found in keter, in the midot ha'elyonot. Ube'et sheyotze adam litkarev lemala, when a person desires to come close to Hashem, lehidamot elav, to emulate Hashem, to be similar to resemble the Shechina, liftoach mekorotav el ha'tachtonim, to open up those sources of good down to the world, צריך שישתלם בשני פרקים אלו. He has to perfect himself in these two prakim that we studied. Perek Aleph with the 13 midot of Miel Kamocha, and Perek Sheni with these 8 midot or 7 peulot that we just studied. Now, Perek Sheni is not over. We're going to stop here. It's not over because there is another side to this coin, to what we just studied. And so he's going to have to balance that and to explain how we balance it. And that's the side of Gvura, the Midah of Gvura. Up until here, he was focusing on the Midah of Chesed. So what about the Midah of Gvura? What do we do with that? So we'll see Be'ezat Hashem when we continue.